And we've got in the studio Susan Roberts from Bridging Arts, who I met last year with a project called Heart of the Conflict, didn't I?
Yes.
And also Ralph Williams. And we're going to talk about Ralph's story and about the fact that his son is in the Campbell Newth Band as well. Hello to you.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in. Let's start with you then, Susan. The importance of Heart of the Conflict is to gather all these stories from the community, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Local stories and stories that haven't been told before. And we've made some amazing discoveries, and one of which is this connection here with Ralph. But the kind of strap line of the project is not everyone's in the history books, but everyone's got a story to tell. Everyone's got some historical link that they should be proud of and should know about. So we started in 2014, which was the centenary of the beginning of the war, and worked with local groups, with Campbell Guides, with Praise WI, with the Boys Brigade in Redruth, and just went to people and said, do you have things at home that you think relate to World War One that we could research and find the stories for with you, and see what we find. And we found some amazing things, one of which was a newspaper cutting saying that three rugby matches were played on the front in 1915, so just after the war started, after Camborne Rugby Club sent out a rugby ball to a group of soldiers at the front.
That's interesting, isn't it, that they would do, and that it actually got there. So your great-grandfather, did he play in that rugby match?
Yes, yeah. He was part of Campbell Rugby Club, and unbeknown to me until 2 weeks ago, this all occurred, and it was just, I met with Susan, we were trying to fundraise for the youth band,
yeah.
And in Wetherspoons one evening over a pint, this all came to life.
So it's a bit of a shock for you then?
It was completely, completely new to me, I knew nothing about it.
And so your great-grandfather went out, do you know who he was with out there?
He was with the Dulcoath Field Ambulance.
It was the Dulcoath St John's Ambulance Brigade that joined up just after the war started. Quite a few, about 20 to 30 men joined up under Captain Blackwood, who was a local doctor in Campbell. And because they were very highly trained in first aid and medical things, they went straight out to the front, straight out to a town near Ypres in Belgium called Etaire. That's right on the front line.
That must have been shocking for them.
A big shock, because there wasn't really much. Well, they didn't have to be trained because they already had the training. So I think they stopped in Winchester and then went over to Etaire.
And what was your great-grandfather called?
Fred Negus.
Right. And so how did Fred get on?
Well, he survived the war. Obviously, he returned home with this bugle that we'll talk about later. He was quite a brave chap. He was mentioned in dispatches for retrieving people from the front line.
Wow.
Under constant fire, etc., etc. So, it took a lot of courage.
Absolutely. So you sort of came home a little bit of a local hero.
I don't know. This is all new to me.
Well, I'm loving it, Ralph. It's just fantastic. But it's stories like this is what I mean. You know, Ralph is sort of shocked, isn't he, that he's found out about his great-grandfather. So this link now goes with this bugle that we're going to talk about to sort of your son being in the youth band as well, because obviously they've carried on that tradition.
That's right. We're hoping in the youth band to go to... Well, they've been invited to play at the Menin Gate Memorial Service in August, and we're hoping to get the youth band there. And I met Susan. We're trying to fundraise, etc., to get the kids there. So Susan was flicking through these bits of paper, and a picture of the bugle came up, and I said, I recognise that bugle. That used to be on my Uncle Jack's wall.
No way.
And so it's evolved from the last 2 weeks. It's evolved from there. And I know Susan's come on board with us. And Susan would like to go back to the town where the field ambulance crew were based. Mm. We're hoping to get the kids to play a concert there in the church.
That would be just lovely, wouldn't
and
it?
And the icing on the cake would be get this bugle blown 100 years after it was last played in the town where it's played.
So how did your Uncle Jack get the bugle?
His dad, Fred...
Right.
Bought the bugle back.
And were they band members?
I've no idea. As a tacker, I can remember this bugle hanging on the wall.
And that just sparked a massive memory for you.
Yeah, a bugle from 50 years ago that I saw hanging on the wall, and then off it took, and it was just snowballing from there, finding more and more every day.
Where's the bugle now?
You're with your uncle, isn't it?
No, he's with a cousin of mine, Chris, but he said we can have the bugle to take with us.
Oh, that would just be so good to get that played, wouldn't it? Amazing.
My aim is to get his great-great-grandson to play the bugle.
Is he keen?
Yeah.
Ah, that's all right then. What does he play in the band, your son?
He plays a baritone.
Oh, nice. Okay. So that's important to carry, and that's what we're saying about living history, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
That the band and the people go over there, and the fact that the bugle could be played again.
Amazing. In such an important place, and the Menningate is such a moving place, because they're, I think, tens of thousands of names there, men whose grave was never been found. But one of the reasons I wanted to talk to the youth band, because in this original newspaper cutting that we found, it was in the West Britain in 1915 with a report of these matches. They said it was Whit Sunday, and usually in Campbell when they were playing rugby, they'd listen to the band.
Oh.
But they only had the music of the guns.
Oh, that's sad, isn't it?
That phrase that made me think, oh, wouldn't it be amazing if we could get the band to go back?
So we've got to get this, we've got to make this happen, really, haven't you? Are you well on the way to making it happen?
We're appealing to people to help fund them. It's going to cost us £8,000 to get the children there.
Yeah.
And that's the base amount of money that we require. I've come here today to try and get some funds. If anybody out there is able to help us, then get in contact with us and let us know.
I'm sure they will, because this is quite a momentous occasion, really, that if you could get the youth band out there to play, like we said, I think that'd be you'd be quite moved, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd be chuffed.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially to hear the bugle play again.
Yes.
So do you think it could be a museum piece, the bugle? I mean, to find out where it came from, who it was given to your Uncle Jack by, it's quite interesting, isn't it?
Christopher will know more about it than me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see Chris and pick the bugle up and take it so I can have a chat with Chris.
Yeah.
It's going to expand and get bigger.
And the three rugby balls, have we ever found them?
No, we do. Chris, in the end, had a picture of one of the a rugby ball. We don't know if it was the rugby ball, and a picture of the team that played. But no, the originals, we don't really know.
It's fascinating. Well, what we'll do is we'll try and follow you, and we'll help where we can. You're crowdfunding, aren't you, to get the band out?
We are crowdfunding, yeah. There's in the first instance, I think it might be easier for people to contact us on email.
Yeah, okay.
Can I give the email address?
Of course you can.
It's Tango Romeo Indigo, Delta Delta Sierra.
Oh, see, now you've lost me. What on earth was that? I can't do that. Is it the phonetic alphabet? What is that?
It is, yeah.
Right, just what is it?
It's TRIDS, TRIDDS, at gmail.com.
Oh, that's easy, isn't
easy.
It? Easy. We'll keep that address here for you.
Please.
And really, really hope it happens. And what a fascinating story, Ralph. Absolutely gripping. And so, Susan, you're going to be working together.
Yes.
And then maybe we'll get a little exhibition again at the Royal Cornwall Museum.
We are going to do an exhibition. It will be at Heartlands in Poole.
Okay, well, I'll come down to that.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, come and have a look at that, yeah. Thank you very much for coming in, both of you. Nice to see you.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathe.